Hello, I'm Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'd like to talk about the proposed reform to the capital allowances system. Let's for a moment go back to the beginning and remind ourselves about the hugely important distinction between capital and revenue, and between items that rank for capital allowances and those that don't. Traditionally, of course, these have been areas of great battles between the tax authorities and the taxpayer. Innumerable cases have flowed through the courts and have covered petrol station canopies, greenhouses, swimming pools and chimneys. We've all no doubt read about them in our studies. But that's about to change. Some of the tax beasts that we've grown used to, including first-year allowances, are to go. Remember that first-year allowances are available to companies that are classified as small or medium under the Companies Act definition. The rate is currently 50% for small businesses, 40% for medium businesses, and large businesses don't qualify at all. There are, of course, some first-year allowances that are available to businesses of all sizes, and these include the ECAs, the Enhanced Capital Allowances, and they apply at the rate of 100%, regardless of size. Currently, these cover low-emission cars, although they are likely to go from April 2008, and more excitingly, energy-saving technology and water-saving technology. It's worth remembering, though, you don't have to spend on high tech to fall within these two lists, these energy-saving and water-saving lists. For example, rainwater harvesting equipment is on the water savings technology list, so that diversion kit that you bought from B&Q with a water butt attached will qualify. It's worth remembering as well that ECAs, like the FYAs, aren't subject to time apportionment for short accounting periods like the writing down allowances are. We're also used to short-life asset elections, computers that have been depooled in order to accelerate capital allowances on their eventual disposal. But let's not lose sight of the big picture. The big picture for WDAs, the writing down allowances, is that currently they are available at a rate of 25% per annum on a reducing balance basis. Large businesses too have grown used to their long-life asset pools. And remember, these are assets that have a predictable life of 25 years or more. Although these rules are subject to a £100,000 de minimis, so they're unlikely to affect small businesses. These long-life assets currently have an annual writing-down allowance of 6% rather than 25%. Let's refer to IBAs and ABAs, the Industrial Buildings Allowances and the Agricultural Buildings Allowances. These have been around for a long time too, actually since the 1940s, and they allow, slightly differently, for a 4% straight line allowance on qualifying expenditure, which is for buildings but not land, and offices within industrial buildings which don't exceed a certain size. And you'll be aware too that there are complicated rules for the sales of such buildings within their 25-year tax life, and complicated calculations for the allowances due to the purchaser. So, that's the current landscape. What are the proposals? Well, from April 2008, that's the 1st of April 2008 for companies and the 6th of April 2008 for unincorporated businesses, businesses of all sizes will be eligible for the new annual investment allowance, that's the AIA, which will allow a complete write-off of the first £50,000 of capital expenditure in any year in the general pool. This AIA is broadly very good news for AAT businesses. But it should be remembered that this only applies to plant and machinery. It does not apply to cars. So, computers and vans, for example, will qualify and small businesses will undoubtedly benefit. The quid pro quo, the something for something, is that first-year allowances for SMEs will be going also from April 2008. So small businesses will definitely do better, and you only have to think about that for a moment in respect of our earlier examples of computers and vans. An average second-hand van could easily cost £5,000, so a full write-off in year one will be most helpful. But what about expenditure above £50,000? Well, here the news isn't so good. The excess will qualify for writing down allowances in the general pool, but at a reduced rate of 20% per annum on a reducing balance basis, rather than the 25% reducing balance basis that we're currently used to. So if small businesses do well, medium and larger businesses will not do so well. Think, for example, about a large company such as BP. Where will £50,000 go for them? Absolutely nowhere. They're going to be the losers here, but hopefully the drop in the main rate of CT will compensate them for that. Not all first-year allowances are affected by this new rule. The ECAs, the Enhanced Capital Allowances for Energy Technology and Water Technology, all survive, as do the allowances such as the Research and Development Allowance and the Business Premises Renovation Allowance. They're all okay in the new world. So the AIA is good news, but remember, please, it doesn't apply to cars. These retain the old rules with the restrictions for expensive cars above £12,000 in value. This whole change process is still at consultation level, and there are some gaps in our knowledge. For example, what happens to our van, which had a 100% write-off under the annual investment allowance, which is then sold? Is there going to be a balancing charge? How will the profit be dealt with for tax purposes? All this has yet to be announced, and we hope for news too. Let's look quickly at businesses with tax written down expenditure in the general pool that straddle the April 2008 boundary, that is between the old world and the new. They will have to apply a prorated writing down allowance, some at the old rate of 25% and some at the new rate of 20%. So a small business with tax written down expenditure in the general pool of, say, £30,000 at the 1st of January 2008 and with a 31/12 year end will need to apply the 25% rate to the first 3 months and the 20% rate to the remaining 9 months. And that seems straightforward enough. Under the proposals for April 2008, there is also a new 10% capital allowances pool. This is broadly the old long life asset pool, and remember, these are assets with an expected life of 25 years or more. And this pool currently has a rate of 6%, and that is due to rise to 10% for such assets. But what is potentially of interest to AAT businesses is that there are other assets that are expected to join them. And these include assets that are currently within the fabric of a building. And the list, which is expected to be in statute, includes lifts, escalators, central heating systems, air conditioning systems, electrical lighting and power systems, hot and cold water systems. And the point for us is that this brings electrical lighting and power systems out of the definition of a building, which would, in the current world, result in no allowances whatsoever. And in the new world, from April 2008, they will rank for the new 10% capital allowance. Industrial buildings and agricultural buildings are also under the hammer. The IBAs and the ABAs, the industrial buildings allowances and the agricultural buildings allowances, are to be phased out. Remember, they are both currently at 4% on a straight line basis over 25 years. And that 4% writing down allowance is reduced to 3% from April 2008, 2% from April 2009, 1% from April 2010, and no allowances available from April 2011. And as far as the complicated balancing adjustments on the sale of IBs and ABs, the industrial buildings and agricultural buildings, mercifully, they were all abolished from March 2007. So, in summary for this podcast, what's the news? I think it's good news for small AAT-type businesses. Yes, we've got apportionment to think about for accounting periods that straddle April 2008, and they're going to go from 25% to 20%, but the write-off of up to £50,000 of capex in the general pool has got to be good news. It means for many small businesses that the current general pool will probably wither and die, although we still need to hear about the treatment of sales of plant and machinery, such as vans on sale. So, enjoy the brave new world. I think it's going to be interesting. Goodbye.